Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com is the site. We are going to start things out here with special guests. Don't have guests on the show too often, but now and then we will have outstanding people on the line with us. And this lady is definitely an outstanding person in the Liberty Movement. Her name is Shelley, Shelley Roche. You are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Are you there?
Hi, I'm here, yeah.
Excellent. Well, welcome to the show. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are already familiar with what you are doing out there in the realm of the Liberty Movement. But can you give yourself a little introduction? Who is Shelley Roche?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. probably most people know me from either Break the Matrix or Freedom Watch on with Judge Napolitano and those guys.
Yeah.
So I've just been trying to kind of help spread the word about different activism alerts and, you know, letting people know what's going on and, you know, just helping communicate kind of different grassroots efforts and that sort of thing. So that's kind of what I've been doing.
A spokeswoman for liberty.
Kind of, yeah. So I have a new site called bitestyle.tv, and that's where I'm kind of putting all the activism stuff. Because I'm trying to really focus on outreach and trying to get new people kind of sucked into what we're doing, because I think we need to have more of us if we're going to get our Liberty candidates elected in 2010, which I really hope we do. We definitely need more people so we can, you know, finance these guys to run good campaigns.
Well, I do want to talk to you about how you feel about strategy and all that here in a moment. And yes, you are definitely, I think, probably one of the most visible spokeswomen, if you will, for liberty out there. And it certainly helps that you're also an attractive young lady as well. So I'm just wondering, what is your history, Shelley? How did you come across this movement? Because most of us didn't start as liberty-minded people. We started as Republicans or Democrats or apoliticals or whatever. Wherever we started, we ended up moving along the path to liberty to where we are today. Where did you start, and what's your story?
Well, I think, like a lot of people, was kind of apolitical, not really. I hate conflict of any sort. So, you know, I never got involved in the political discussions because I was like, you know, what's the point? You know, people just like to argue. And then I saw the Ron Paul video, A New Hope, and I was like, wow, kind of blown away by that. And I started, you know, learning about what he stood for and, you know, how he was so different from every other politician. And I got really excited that, you know, maybe there was actually a way to get involved and do something positive and not just, you know, complain about the system and, you know, everything that's wrong with it, but actually, you know, here was a candidate that maybe could do something about it.
So would you say then that you're kind of brand new to the movement as of the last year or so? I mean, pretty much the Ron Paul campaign of 2008, was that when the video came out?
Yeah, I think it was in maybe the end of 2007.
Okay.
Possibly, but yeah, it was around that time. So I ended up going to New Hampshire to help with the campaign.
Yeah.
Operation Live Free or Die.
BJ and his thing that he put together.
Yeah. So I went up there for a few days. Now, I couldn't stay very long, but, you know, I wanted to do something. So ended up going up there. And actually, I love New Hampshire. It's a great place to be at. So
did you meet any Free Staters when you were up here?
Yeah. I stayed with Kate Richards. I don't know if you know those guys.
Oh, yeah. I certainly do. The Free Staters are some amazing people, and all of us on this show here tonight
are amazing people.
Well, I don't know about that, but we're all Free Staters. I think Dale's pretty amazing, and Mark, you're a darn good salesman.
I'm salty,
but. But, you know, it's interesting. Go ahead, Shelley. Sorry.
home from New York from being on Freedom Watch, and there was a huge package waiting for me that's full of Free State, like, T-shirts and porcupines and all sorts of stuff. So I haven't even looked through all of it yet because I just got home, like, 10 minutes ago.
Oh, and I understand you now have a Free Talk Live ladies' T-shirt. We did dig into – we haven't had our store online for, like, a year and a half due to issues behind the scenes. And so it's my understanding that you're planning on wearing the Free Talk Live shirt on one of your upcoming videos?
Absolutely. I'm excited. Now I have a whole Liberty wardrobe, so you can expect to see that stuff frequently.
Well, we'd like to invite you, Shelley. We've got the Free Talk Live Shrine of Female Listeners, and when you do put the shirt on, if you want to take a still photo and send it along to us, we'll put that up on our website. But in the meantime, sure, we're definitely going to put this interview up there. I want to go and continue the discussion about, from a perspective of attracting ladies to the message of liberty. I mean, you saw a Ron Paul video that got you very interested. There must have been something there that, you know, the logic or just the impeccable logic of Ron Paul that drew you in. Was there anything in particular that you can remember about it that was so persuasive? And beyond that, what do you think is a good approach to bringing more ladies into this movement? Because as you know, if you've been to any kind of liberty gathering, the amount of women to men is usually on the lesser side. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, that's definitely true.
So as a newer recruit and a lady, what would you say is a good approach to bringing more women on board to the liberty movement?
Wow, that's a good question, and something that I kind of try to think about a lot because, you know, like I said, I'm trying to reach out to new groups. And I think for me, it's, you know, if you can identify something that's going to resonate with someone else, that also ties into the liberty movement. Like, for example, I talk a lot about food issues. And so, like, young mothers that are, you know, in their 20s, 30s, really want to be able to feed their children, you know, healthy, nutritious food and not have all these, you know, the chemicals or the genetically modified or whatever, you know, what have you.
That's certainly true for my wife. I can tell you that she spends a lot of time on the internet researching these things and thinking about them.
Yeah, exactly. So if you can kind of approach people with a topic that they're comfortable with and that they're interested in, and then find a way to kind of tie it back to liberty. So, you know, the food stuff, you can tie it back to keeping the government out of, you know, these food safety regulations they're trying to push that would damage small farmers and, you know, hurt organic gardeners and that sort of thing. So that's kind of what I've been trying to do is take issues and try to distill them into little bite-sized chunks and hope that they resonate with people in kind of new ways.
I think that's great, and that's generally a good approach, is finding an issue that resonates with somebody and then showing them how it is that, first of all, if they already are with us on, you know, the fact that they view government as kind of intrusive on that issue, that's good. But if they don't, if they believe they have the mindset, as many, it seems like women do have that sort of protective mom. A lot of them have this mindset of the protective mom sort of mindset. And so they believe in a lot of ways that government is out there protecting and that government is, you know, kind of a big mommy, when in fact it's government that is putting people in danger and government that's putting families at risk. And if you can show them how it is that what they want can't be achieved using the force of the state, and instead show them how it is that they can have a better family life and healthier food or whatever the issue is with the absence of government regulation, or show them how that, for instance, government regulating the grocery stores or the grocery business is actually hurting competition and driving prices up and making it a worse place to buy food. There are all kinds of ways, I think, that you could do that. And I think it's great that you're able to focus in on some of that, and I hope you bring more people on board. Can you hang on for a little bit? I want to get into some more issues if you've got some time. Shelley?
Uh-huh.
Can you hang on? Can you hear me?
Apparently not.
Hey, Shelley, I am. Yeah, hang on. We're going to bring you back here. 800-259-9231.
Maybe put her to sleep.
SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. We're on with Shelley Roche, and we'll take your calls. If you've got a question for her, get on the line.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choices yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, as we mentioned before briefly with Shelley. We've got dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video and proof that they listen to the show. And we put them all up on the same page on our website. And the purpose is to prove that women actually listen to talk radio, specifically this show, because there's kind of this mindset within this business that it's a man's business and that men make talk radio and men listen to talk radio. And we just want to prove that wrong. And so that's what that's one of the reasons the Shrine exists, beyond being just a shameless attempt to get people to go to our website, shrine.freetalklive.com. So we're going to go back to Shelly. She is on the line with us, Shelly Roche. And you are, as you were explaining, relatively new to this whole Liberty thing. You came across a Ron Paul video in late 2007 and were awestruck by the sense that that man makes. And now here you are today. You're behind the scenes at Break the Matrix, which is an online, I think it's 24/7 TV channel. Is that right?
Well, yeah, that is one of the goals. And we actually were doing a lot of live programming for a while, and now we're kind of trying to we have a couple of different options that we're pursuing. So right now it's mostly just, you know, another social network and blogging and that sort of thing. And what I've been doing, focusing on mostly is bitestyle.tv with the, you know, news alerts and, activism type of stuff.
Now that's bitestyle. That's byte with a Y, like the computer byte, bitestyle.tv. And that's your website through and through, right?
Yeah, actually, I was going to do a tech podcast, a technology podcast, because I'm a computer programmer. And somehow I ended up doing a video about the Federal Reserve because I was just really mad one day. And a lot of people watched it and, you know, started asking me to do more things. So it's kind of morphed into a pretty much all Liberty podcast and really no technology.
Whatever people are interested in and hopefully are willing to donate toward, you know, you should do that.
Right.
There does seem to be a lot of crossover between technology, people interested in technology, computer programmers, and libertarianism. I'm not sure why that is.
That's definitely true here in New Hampshire. We found that a lot of the people that are coming here for the Free State Project happen to have IT as their job description. So it's...
Yeah. Yep, a lot of people. A lot of Drupal, open source, you know, type of people that are coming out of the woodwork, so it's pretty cool.
So I'm going to go to some phone calls here because people have questions for you. So if you'll hang through, we'll talk to Marie in Florida. Marie, you're on with Shelley.
Oh, hi, guys. We love your show. We listen all the time. And it's our first time to call in. But basically, I'm on now, Shelley. I'm here in Daytona Beach area, Florida, and I can't seem to network with anybody that talks or knows anything like what Shelley knows, and I'm well-versed on everything. I've been into this for years. But I didn't know if there was a way to connect with people that have the good ideas that Shelley has and myself.
Shelley?
Absolutely. Well, if you want to do it online, you should definitely get involved with, like, Twitter and Facebook. There are a lot of different groups that have you know, thousands of pro-liberty people and people that are talking about these kinds of issues. And if you want to do it in person, I would recommend going to the Campaign for Liberty or the Young Americans for Liberty site, and they have groups that meet all over the place. And that's usually a good place to start, and then you can kind of get to know people and go from there.
Does that help, Marie?
Yeah. What website would I access to do that?
Well, for the first part, are you on Twitter at all?
No, not really that.
Okay.
Computer savvy as you are, I could see that. Or Facebook. Yeah, but
well, you don't have to be too savvy to get on a lot of these websites. I mean, they're pretty mass media, mass market websites. Facebook.com is one of the most popular websites in the world, I think, right now. It's a fairly easy to use thing. So I think I can use it.
That speaks pretty highly of its usability.
That's probably the best recommendation right there, is that you get on Facebook and then start looking around or searching around for liberty-oriented groups. I wish you good luck, Marie, and I thank you for the call tonight. Let's also talk to Brian in Arizona. Brian, you're on with Shelley Roche.
Hey, how you doing?
Go ahead, Brian.
Good. Yeah, I got a really interesting call, speaking of the Liberty Movement. I'll tell you why you won't see as many women in this Liberty Movement around Ron Paul, because most of them are liberal, and I think the first problem we had in America and this is going to sound really bad, was giving the women the right to vote, because they vote in all these social programs that got us into the problems that we're in now.
Oh, but come second, on.
So they always vote very liberal.
Would you consider yourself a misogynist, sir?
No. These women got us in the problem that we're in now when they were given the right to vote.
Nonsense.
That's why when we founded this country, they did not have the right to vote.
So do you think that you're going to have your solution of, doing away with women's suffrage? Do you think that solution is going to come about in our lifetime?
Probably right after the revolution. That'll probably start within the next year.
Who's going to be on which side in the revolution?
On which side? Well, I don't think that there'll be too many women out there with guns on the front lines. If they want their rights, they ought to be on the front lines with guns.
Hey, Brian, do you have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, right.
He knows how to shoot a gun, and he'll be right next
to
me.
Get off the phones.
Hey, I thought you were gay. I'm surprised you have a wife.
You're a jerk. Get off the phones. See you later.
A lot of people think I'm
gay. I know some women that probably would be on the front lines if it came down to that.
No.
With guns.
A lot of guns.
Sorry about that. I don't know who that guy was, but what a jerk, huh?
What
do you have to say to that, Shelley?
I just have to laugh at stuff like that. It's been a really interesting process for me being public, because I'm tend to be like a wallflower type of person. So being visible, you get all sorts of different people commenting on you, like on YouTube and stuff like that. So, just trying to...
Sure.
I'm getting used to it. Just laugh it off.
That's a big... proponent of peace, of peaceful means for achieving goals, and as a big opponent of violence, the thought of a world run strictly by men is not one that sounds very pleasant to me.
Yeah.
No, I know. I think it's something though that he wasn't bringing up, but I think a lot of what appeals to women about the liberal ideology is, it seems more compassionate on the surface than some of the stuff that we talk about. And I think that that's something that, it's something I've heard Ron Paul talk about also, that, when you're talking about healthcare and stuff like that, be sure that you, let people know that it's not that you don't want people to have access to healthcare. It's because, the plan they're proposing isn't going to work. So I think, he kind of hit on something a little bit. I think that
I think that really the reason why government grows so effectively is because it has the ability to rescind responsibility, to take over responsibilities for people. And whether you're a man or a woman, it can be a very sexy selling point to say, hey, you don't have to worry about this stuff anymore. You don't have to worry about where to send your kids to school. We'll make that decision. You don't have to worry about taking care of your own retirement. We'll take care of that for you. Just taking those responsibilities. Responsibilities away from people is very attractive. More coming up.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Program brought to you by Free State Project. It is your best chance at liberty in your lifetime. If you are frustrated with the continued oppression and intrusiveness of the Orwellian state, you should get to New Hampshire and get together with hundreds and soon thousands of other like-minded individuals that are continuously moving here to New Hampshire and getting active for freedom. It is the most exciting activist movement out there and the best activists I've ever met, and it's been the most fun I've ever had in my whole life. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. That's freestateproject.org. As we get back to our special guest here, Shelley Roche is with us. Her website is bitestyle.tv website, and I guess that's also a blog, is it not, Shelley?
It is.
All right, and that's Byte with a Y, bitestyle.tv. So we're talking with you about what your history was. You found a Ron Paul video back in late 2007, and that got you pretty excited about the ideas of freedom and this movement. You came on board, and since then, you've been appearing all over the place. You're on Freedom Watch with Judge Napolitano. We had him on the show here on Free Talk Live just a few weeks ago. And, of course, they're doing some great work over there as far as getting the message of freedom out to even more viewers. On the TV side, you're involved with Break the Matrix, which is another kind of hopefully out into the future television product on the Internet. And, again, you've got your own blog, and I saw your Twitter account with, like, 9,000 followers. So I would say it's safe to say you're probably one of the more visible ladies in this movement. So welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
I want to go to the phones again here because people do have questions for you. And let's talk to Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, you're on with Shelley.
Hi, Mark, Dale, and Ian, and Charlie. Thank you very much, all of you, for your contributions. I just, you know, you were talking earlier about what we need to do for encouraging women to join our little cabal here. And, you know, I remember back to Stefan Molyneux's speech at the Liberty Forum. Were all of you there for that?
Yeah, I was there for, I think, most of it.
Yeah, most of it.
His against me argument, discussion tactic.
Can you summarize that for our listeners that
sure
weren't there?
Yeah, I can. I mean, it basically, you know, you say, okay, you want to, you know, a woman's issue, let's say, education. Let's say education. Let's say, you know, compulsory education. You know, and you know, you offer to them the chance to explain their, you know, position and to, you know, why you think that government schools are the way to go. And you say, you know what? Yeah, you know, I respect your opinion. And I, you know, I defend your right to have that opinion and to, you know, act on that opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, but I actually disagree with you. I see some problems with government school and you know, I you know, there, you know, is the requirement of millions of people to hundreds of millions of people to pay, you know, really, really expensive taxes to fund this thing. And, so I, you know, and I see it actually as damaging our children, in the way that they do it. And I think its actual purpose is to do that. And I'm, you know, basically completely against government schools. And, you know, I would only ask of you that you give me the same respect and the same, you know, honor that I gave you for my opinion. And therefore, you know, also allow me to act on my opinion. And then you would say, you know, and part of that would be, I, you know, certainly have no problem with you using your resources to fund that operation, but I certainly have a problem with you asking me to use my resources to
fund
that.
Well, except they're not asking.
Well, exactly, or coercing me. I mean, basically, what you're doing is you're just turning it around on them and actually trying to make them understand what they're really supporting.
It says the gun in the room is what it's doing.
Yeah,
you're
it's,
saying,
it's the,
would you support using violence to oppose your opinion on me?
Right.
Yeah, well, am I free to disagree? Isn't that what Stefan asks? Am I free
absolutely.
To disagree?
Am I free to disagree? Are you going to honor my opinion on this? And are you going to allow me, you know, are you going to send out agents to take my house if I don't pay my, you know, the confiscatory taxation?
All right, so Dan, how are you tying this into Shelley? Because she's on the line here.
Well, you know, I just think that the gun in the room thing, if we could get some significant portion, some significantly vocal minority of the people out there that seem to be a bit of asleep in this regard to understand that they're actually harming people, that people are dying, being thrown in jail, having their property taken from them, you know, for their opinion about you know, public schools or, you know, government health care.
Yeah, I think it's an important point. And for ladies out there that are concerned about well-being and taking care of people, they, I'm sure, would be very distraught to know how many people are terrorized by the state and how many of them are thrown in jail cells and that sort of thing. Dan, thanks for the call. Shelley, your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, I think it's a good point on how to approach people, you know, and kind of have a thoughtful discussion and be respectful and yet, you know, point out what's really happening and then try to bring it home to, you know, again, in a way that would resonate with them. So, you know, I think it's a good point.
So where do you live, Shelley? I mean, not physically exactly, but just state. What geographic landmass do you reside in?
I'm in Maryland,
oh, okay.
On the east.
That's not very far from New Hampshire.
That's what I was going to say. Now, you've been here once before as part of the Operation Live Free or Die during the Ron Paul campaign. You met some of the Free Staters up here while you were here, and the movement has only gotten bigger in the last year and a half. It's just more people are coming here all the time and getting active in very unusual ways and ways that are very exciting to achieve freedom. And I'm wondering, are you a Free State Project participant? Are you a member?
I'm not a member, but I do like the idea, and I really like New Hampshire. So, you know, I wouldn't rule out, you know, a visit or perhaps extended visit in the future.
Well, I know that that a lot of the Free State Project participants listen to this show, and a number of the guys that are kind of behind the scenes doing the organization for upcoming events like the Liberty Forum, as well as the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The Liberty Forum is an event that's more of a convention-style atmosphere where they have various different speakers and panels and things like that. And that happens usually right in the middle of winter up here in New Hampshire. And then the Porcupine Freedom Festival is more of a camp-out-style, fun, family, kind of out-in-the-woods event. And that just finished up. That's a summer event. But I'm thinking maybe if Chris Lawless, the organizer, happens to be listening here, he should talk to you about having you come out and maybe speak at the upcoming Liberty Forum. Would you be interested in something like that?
Yeah, I would love to. I would love any excuse to get up there again, especially in the winter, because I snowboard and we don't get a lot of snow down here. So, you know, I think it would be fun, definitely.
Well, I'm glad that you can see the value in it already, considering how new you are into this movement. One of the things that we find when people come into the movement, and I sense this from you too, to some extent, is the idea that you'll have some success with the federal government and reforming the federal government. And I wish you the best of luck on that one, Shelley. I don't believe it's possible personally, because I've been at this for a little while, and it just seems that no matter who's out there, whether it's Ron Paul, no matter how principled they are, no matter how sensible the message makes. I came into this movement when it was Harry Brown was the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, and was so excited by what he had to say, and was so disappointed when it turned out that most Americans just didn't seem to care at all. Let's talk about strategy here in a moment. Can you hang through for one more segment?
Sure.
We'll bring it back here in a moment. More with Shelley Roach. Your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team,
spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606 to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features. We give them all away. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It is that simple. And you know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer with dozens of categories, brand new, even used items. Get your shopping done at amazon.freetalklive.com and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. We are talking with probably one of the most prominent liberty ladies in the freedom movement. Her name is Shelley Roche, and she is a blogger over at bitestyle.tv. That's her website. That's Byte with a Y, bitestyle.tv. You're also behind the scenes at Break the Matrix. You're also on camera on Andrew Napolitano's Freedom Watch show. And I'm sure you've probably got a few other irons in the fire that I don't even know about, Shelley. So welcome back. We're going to continue the discussion here in a moment. Go ahead, Mark.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Go out and try any of them by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL, and they have a special thing that they're doing right now. There's a free no strings attached book at audiblepodcast.com/free. So go check that out too.
All right, Shelley, are you still there?
Yep.
Excellent. So we're talking about how you came into this movement. You discovered Ron Paul, one of his videos, and you were talking about how you had you hate conflict, and so you're very reluctant to get involved in political action. And I don't blame you for that, because that's inherently what all politics really is. It's really just setting one interest group against another, pitting them in this contest where only one will be the victor, and they will get to lord over all of the rest of people. Now, of course, the liberty interest group isn't really interested, most of them, in lording over anybody. But in order to achieve success in the political realm, they do have to engage in this political conflict game that's out there. And I just I'm frustrated by it myself. I've gone through that particular phase and have come out on the other side of basically eschewing it as much as possible, getting away from it. I still will involve myself in some local things, like I might call some politician here in New Hampshire, but I'm getting more and more sick and tired of doing that. At least here in New Hampshire, you can actually call the politicians and they'll actually answer the phone. You can talk to them, so there's a little bit more of a connection here. But it's just got so frustrating for me seeing these liberty-oriented candidates go down in flames in these elections with 1-2, maybe a tops 3% of the result in what was usually a three-way race, and a lot of those guys weren't even the most principled of candidates, certainly not even close to the principles of Ron Paul. And so being frustrated by the lack of principle, the lack of success, when I heard about the Free State Project, I thought, wow, that's the best idea I've ever heard, the idea of gathering thousands of liberty-minded people all together into the same place was so powerful for me because I come from Sarasota, Florida, where it's a pretty big market. It's, you know, 300,000 people live in the county of Sarasota, about 500,000 if you count the Manatee County. And so it's a fairly populated area, but yet there were only half a dozen people at most that would show up to the Libertarian Party meetings back then, and most of it was just a big debate session. There was never really anything that that got done. So when I first found out about the Free State Project, it immediately clicked with me, and I thought, man, that's a brilliant idea, because that's something that this movement has lacked is concentration. And I realize I'm just rambling here.
Yes, it seems like that. Let you talk.
Any thoughts on that, Shelley?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I guess since I'm kind of new to this, my first disappointment came in New Hampshire when we were there for the primary, and, you know, Ron Paul was there, and we had all been, like, canvassing and doing all this stuff, and we were at the party and waiting for the numbers to come in, and we were all expecting him to just totally win by a landslide, and, you know, he got, like, 8% or 12% or something.
Which was the best turnout of all of the state primaries? Not the, what was the other thing they did, Mark? There was a primary.
The caucus.
Yeah, not the caucus. So of all the primaries, New Hampshire, I believe, was the best turnout. But you're right, it is disappointing. And was that kind of your first real political campaign?
Yeah, I mean, it was. And, so that was kind of like a hard lesson, because I think I'm an idealist, and I, you know, don't really consider I just focus on the positive naturally. So I always set myself up for these disappointments, but I'm determined to fight them.
Well, expect more.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, that's good. You're well prepared for politics.
It's one of the frustrating things about this movement is watching as people throw so much money and effort behind candidates, many of whom are very, very principled people, that throw so much money and effort behind these candidates, and then watch them go just down in flames when all is said and done. And it can be frustrating, not because of just having the failure of the candidate, but also just kind of bumming you out about the difficulty of bringing the message of liberty to the American people when it seems that they're just voting against it time and time again. That alone can be a pretty disappointing point. And so I'm glad that you're already excited about the Free State Project, because we've actually seen some success here, and I believe that the more concentration we have of
on a political level too.
On a political level, yeah. There are six, I think, Free Staters that are now elected to the New Hampshire House, State House, which is more than the Libertarian Party can claim in 30 plus years of their history. And so from a political perspective, there's a lot more potential here. I mean, what's the average district size? 3,000 people or something like that, compared to out in California, if you want to get a California State House seat, there's like 300,000 people.
Probably 3 million in the average district.
Yeah, so it's a much easier place to do politics, and it's so frustrating to see millions of dollars being dropped on candidates and nobody actually winning. With the amount of funding that some of those candidates get out on a national level, they could clean up in a governor's race here in New Hampshire. But the more I see politics and the more I engage in politics, the more distasteful it becomes to me, and I start to become more attracted to some of the alternative options of working outside the system and doing civil disobedience and non-cooperation. And we've had that happening here in New Hampshire, too. Have you heard about any of that stuff that's been going on here?
Oh, yeah. I've heard, you know, I saw the Ian and the Couch video and, you know, of course, Sam Dodson and Dave Ridley's always doing, you know, little things like the puppet show. So I've seen I love those things that you guys are doing. It's so cool.
We have, besides all that, we have an awful lot of fun here, too.
Yeah, there is a lot of fun and a lot of socializing that goes on here. I mean, on a weekly basis, I mentioned how we had maybe a half a dozen people at the Libertarian Party meetings down in Florida. Up here, we've got social hangouts that people just get together at on a regular weekly basis, and we've got literally dozens. I mean, I'm talking at least 30 people showing up every single week, and it's so early on in the process. Literally, the Free State Project has only just gotten the ball rolling, so I'm excited that that you're interested, Shelley, because I think somebody like you, with the influence that you have, you seem to be a very influential lady in this movement. Coming on board publicly, or at the very least endorsing the Free State Project at this point, and then perhaps joining it, doing all that publicly down the line. I would love to see that happen, and I would encourage you to continue considering that as an option for your future. And
All we really need to do is convince her to visit. Because, that's what happens. As soon as someone visits, they don't want to leave. Once someone visits, they're immediately scheming, okay, how can I get up here as soon as possible? That happens to every one of us.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
Yeah, definitely. And so maybe make a point of, even if you aren't, I'm going to talk to Chris Lawless and put your name in as a potential speaker for next year's Liberty Forum. But even if you aren't selected as a speaker, it's worth the trip.
What Ian wants, Ian gets with the
Hey, I want Penn Jillette as a speaker, too, and Penn Jillette has not happened yet. But it's well worth the trip to come up here and feel what it's like to be surrounded by hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are doing more than just checking a box on a ballot to achieve liberty in their lifetime. And it's just an amazing movement. I'm so glad that you came on the show here tonight, Shelley. People can visit you at ByteStyle.tv. That's Byte with a Y. ByteStyle.tv. They can subscribe to your YouTube channel, which is also the ByteStyle YouTube channel. And what else can they do to get more Shelley?
Well, of course, sponsoring a video always helps me to promote it a little bit better. So if you have a few bucks to throw my way, that's not a problem. But just helping spread the word. And I try to do little, activism alerts. So let me know what you guys are doing, what kinds of actions you're taking, and so we can all collaborate and do whatever. Just keep it going.
Shelley, I'm going to put you on hold to talk to you briefly off the air. So hang on. We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live. Hour number two is on the way. Shelley Roche, thank you for coming on the show. And her website, ByteStyle.tv. We'll take your calls about anything. And this is Free Talk Live. The normal format continues here in moments with hour two on the way shortly.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. We're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.